n'en bois caïman, sans gêne de la, la l'indépendance, nous tout en la.
That's Haitian-American flautist, vocalist, and composer Natalie Joachet, whose first featured solo album, Femme d'Haïti, recorded with the Chicago-based ensemble Spectral Quartet, has earned her a Grammy nomination for Best World Music Album. Natalie's acclaimed album celebrates some of Haiti's most iconic yet unrecognized female artists and explores Natalie's Haitian heritage. And Natalie joins me now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Let's dig into this album, Femme d'Haïti, which literally translates to Women of Haiti in Creole. The genesis from this, I read, comes from a conversation you were having with your family about Haitian music and the role women played in it. Tell us more about that.
Yes. Yeah, so I was in Haiti back in December of 2015, and it was my first visit to Haiti after the passing of my maternal grandmother, who was a very important voice for me in my life. And it got me thinking about how prevalent the voices of women are in the landscape in Haiti, particularly in the countryside. But that when I looked at the popular music scene in Haiti, all I could really think of was, you know, very few women who had gained popularity. I think when people think of traditional Haitian music going back, you know, many years, they think of solo artists who are men, really, you know, group, big bands of men like Tabu Kombo. It's a very male heavy group. And so I asked my parents, you know, who were female artists they could think of, who was on the radio when they were growing up. And they too could only really come up with a list of about a dozen or so women. And that was intriguing to me because, you know, in the scope of American history, if we had only a dozen or so women in the past 100 years who were famous, it would be very odd. So it piqued my interest also because, you know, if for there to have been so few, what was so special about them was really what I wanted to know. And I certainly found out in researching this project.
Yeah, and we want to explore a little bit more of the album and your Haitian identity and heritage. I want to go back, though, to talk a little bit about how you come to this point. How did you come to start playing the flute?
I started playing flute in elementary school, sort of by chance. I think a lot of people have this experience where, you know, someone comes to school and demonstrates all of the instruments and everybody sort of chooses one. So I truly just came home from school one day and I said, Mom, I think I'm going to play the flute. And there was not really a lot of rhyme or reason to it, but I'm glad that it's the instrument that I chose because I took to it really quickly and I haven't wanted to stop playing since.
You also attended Juilliard as a young child. In fact, some joke that you were born in the school's lobby because you began attending programs there since you were 10. Tell us more about how that experience shaped you as a musician.
Absolutely. I am an alumnus of Juilliard's Music Advancement Program, which is actually a program that started in response to a lot of music programs being cut out of public school programs in New York and the tri-state area. And so I really started serious music study there when I was 10 years old. I'm also an alumnus of their pre-college division, which is, you know, their sort of premier pre-college program for exceptionally talented students. And I'm also a graduate of their college division. So I really grew up musically in that building.
A phenom you are. That's what it sounds like. I want to talk about the track La Mise Pai Douce. Let's take a listen to some of it.
Mwen malade mkouche mpa ka leve pa Mpa munisito.
You say this is an old song that derives from Africa. Tell us a little about that history and the message behind it.
It is one that dates well back, but actually the version of it that I fell in love with is a rendition of Toto Bisense. And she was a beautiful Haitian female artist who was not only a singer, but also an actress and an avid storyteller. the translation of La Misère Pas Douce is misery is not sweet. And it speaks of being called to go to another place because you're not a person of the place that you exist in physically. And in many ways, this was a song that was used to encourage slaves to ready themselves for the Haitian Revolution. Mm. And, you know, not that different than the Negro spiritual, which often were, you know, simple songs with hidden messages. This song has a similar history. And I love this idea that it is possible to persevere out of extreme moments of hardship. And I think that that was relevant preceding the Haitian Revolution. It's just as relevant in Haiti and across the world today.
Yes, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. This week marks 10 years since Haiti experienced its worst natural disaster. That devastating 7-magnitude earthquake killed more than 300,000 people and left millions injured and homeless. And what's so beautiful about music, and your music in particular, is that you really reveal the soul and the beauty and the depth of being Haitian. There's so much that's happening right now. I know that you're probably thinking about that as you think about the beauty of your music and this album that is highly acclaimed and what's happening in Haiti right now.
I think, you know, I would have to agree with you that in many ways, this album captures the spirit of Haitian people within music. It is one of strength. It is one of rebirth. It is one of perseverance. It's also quite a giving and joyous spirit. I go to Haiti quite often myself. I still have a lot of family there, and you still see the after effects of the 2010 earthquake. We've been through exceptionally trying times, and there are lots of historical reasons for that. There are political and social reasons for that as well. But you also see this beautiful sense of strength and perseverance in the people, that they will not be held down no matter what hardships come their way. And I'm proud myself to be standing as a Haitian American to give voice to the beauty that is not often shown about Haiti.
Hmm. In Femme d'Haïti, you mesh Haitian folk and popular traditions into contemporary classical music. And you also experiment with different genres in Flutronics. That's the flautist pop duo that you're a part of. Let's take a listen to the track Crazy. Oh, I love that. I love that electronic sense there. Tell us more about Flutronics and why you decided to integrate the flute, which is really typically thought of as a very traditional classical instrument, into more popular genres like electronic and hip hop.
A little bit over a decade now, I happened to be on the internet and I encountered the music of Allison Loggins Hull, who is now my partner in Flutronics. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I myself had begun experimenting with electroacoustic music, also hip-hop, R&B, jazz, indie rock. And so when I stumbled upon Allison's music and found that she was doing the same thing, I thought to myself, you know, I must meet this person. And so I actually sent her a blind message on the internet and was just like, I think we should be friends. I love your music. And she agreed. And it turned out that we lived actually just blocks away from each other in Brooklyn, New York. And about a week later, we met up at her house and just talked to each other for hours. And both of us had this shared appreciation of the rigor and the sort of sheer excellence that comes from classical music training, but also the, you know, excitement and the beauty of other genres of music, and why not be blending them together? And so that day, Flutronics was born. And I should mention that Allison, along with Tony Maimone, who is a creative collaborator of ours, the three of us co-produced Femme d'Haïti together. And so all of it is in this spirit of fusing together musical voices and personal voices, as is reflected on Femme d'Haïti with the conversations that we share through that project as well.
It's got to feel gratifying that you all have been nominated for Best World Music Album.
It's amazing. Every day, I think I still am like, did that really happen? It's a dream come true. And also just proud to be representing Haiti at the Grammys in this way. And this is my first solo record. And also for me, the first time that I'm sort of stepping into myself as an artist, really claiming all of my identities as being Haitian American, as being a woman, as being a Black artist. When a project like this, which is so deeply personal, you have this sense of nervousness that you're going to put it out and maybe no one will care. Mm-hmm. Or, and so I was so excited, and it feels really beautiful to have it received in this way.
Natalie Joache is a vocalist, flautist, and composer whose first featured solo album is up for a Grammy this year. Thank you for joining us, Natalie, and good luck.
Thanks for having me.